Good evening, everyone. This is Hale Dwoskin. I'm the CEO and Director of Training of Sedona Training Associates. Welcome. I'm going to mute the phone and talk a little bit about how the Sedona Method can help you with wealth and success, and then I'll open the floor to questions and sharing. So again, welcome everyone. It's my pleasure to have you all here tonight. This is a really exciting event for us. This is the first time that we're starting to do these teleconferences about various topics and how the Sedona Method can help you achieve what you want in life. And tonight's topic is going to be wealth and success. And this one's particularly dear to my heart because, one, as I've seen literally tens of thousands of people see dramatic improvements in their wealth and success. And right now, because of all the challenging times we live in, all the things you're seeing in the news, all the personal challenges that we're all facing around money, it's particularly beneficial to be able to find a way to be more successful even in these challenging and uncertain times. And that's exactly what the Sedona Method can show you how to do. And so the Sedona Method is, in a nutshell, a simple, powerful, easy-to-learn, and easy-to-duplicate technique that shows you how to tap your natural ability to let go of any uncomfortable or unwanted feeling in the spot. So what does that have to do with success? Actually, everything. I'm sure you've probably heard in the past that if we have a positive mental attitude, if we think positive thoughts, if we feel positively about our goals and aspirations, then we're much more likely to be successful. Well, in my experience, again, based on over 30 years of doing this work, there is nothing more powerful than the Sedona Method for accomplishing just that. And it's not just my opinion. That's the opinion of many other people in the self-help industry. If you go to our website, sedona.com, you'll see that we have many endorsements, including from people who are very well known in the field of success, like Jack Canfield, Chet Holmes, and Brian Tracy, and many others. And there's a reason that these people not only endorse this work, but they actively use it themselves, because they found that simply trying to think positively without dealing with the past or without dealing with our negative beliefs and concepts about ourselves is not enough to create lasting change. And what does create lasting change is letting go of those inner barriers that have been preventing you from succeeding. And no matter how long you've been struggling to make more money, or no matter how much success you've already achieved, there's room right now for you to turn everything around and go to a totally new level with wealth and success. And tell you a little bit about the background of the Sedona Method. I was very fortunate back in 1976 to meet my mentor and friend, Lester Levinson. And he actually came as a guest to a seminar that I was organizing for another seminar leader. And he was a very unassuming guy. So I didn't really notice him in the seminar, but fortunately, I went out to lunch with him and the seminar leader, and I was immediately struck by the peace, the joy, the certainty, the knowingness that he radiated, so much so that I decided to do his course the very next weekend. On this course, I discovered that this was what I was going to dedicate my life to, but also I discovered his amazing story. Back in 1952, Lester was sent home to die from a second coronary. But rather than give up, he decided to go back to the web within himself. And what he discovered is that we all have no limits whatsoever except the ones that we impose on ourselves, the ones that we hold in mind. And he also discovered that we all have this natural ability to simply let go or discharge of these inner limitations. And once he discovered it was possible, Lester was a type A type person. He was very driven. So he focused all that energy on exploring just how far he could go with shedding limitation. And Lester, when he was basically was sent home to die from a second coronary. He also had diverticulitis and perforated ulcers and migraine headaches, and his liver was failing, so he had jaundice several times a year. He was basically a physical mess, and he was also an emotional basket case. He had had 4 years of therapy with an associate of Freud, who said after 4 years of working with him, he said, "Lester, I'm sorry, some people just can't be helped." So it wasn't a very pretty picture, but because of the intensity of the situation, basically being given a death sentence, he used his intensity, his focus, his scientific background to go back to the web within himself. And what he discovered, it really helped him turn everything around. In just 3 months, he went from a physical and emotional basket case into a state of profound peace that he lived in another 42 years until the doctors sent him even though the doctors had said he was only going to live just a few months, or maybe even just a few weeks. And the other interesting thing about Lester is he didn't believe anything unless he could prove it out for himself. And by the way, he also, and I agree, encouraged people not to believe a word he said. And please don't believe anything I say tonight. Just simply be open to it as a possibility. And so one of the things that a lot of people believed back then and still do now is that if you're on the spiritual path, if you're trying to pursue what you want in life, especially if it's at all metaphysical, you have to give up success. Or a lot of people just felt they couldn't have the success that they really desired. So what he did, in addition to seeing what he could to do to help other people, he also wanted to prove out that he could create whatever he needed as he needed it. So what he did no money down in the early 50s, before it was popular, before there were any courses on taking no money down, buying property, no money down. And in just 1 year, he assembled, I believe it was 23 apartment buildings in Manhattan and the Bronx. And because of his extreme conviction that he could easily create whatever he chose at will, he then, to test himself even further, gave them all away. And then what he did for the rest of his life is whenever he needed something, he would simply manifest it. He would simply create it. And I saw him do that over and over and over again. I never saw Lester want for anything. He always could create whatever he chose in the moment as he needed it. And I don't think you or I would mind being able to do that naturally. And it's also been something that I've found has happened not just for me, but for many people all over the world who have used this process. They found that as they've let go, as they discover the truth of who they are, they found it easier and easier and easier to create whatever it is they want in life. And sometimes it seems quite miraculous. Both of the things that I've seen for myself, I live in a beautiful home in Sedona, Arizona. I actually have so much money that I could retire now and never work again. Although I love the work that I do, I get paid to help people have what they want, and I get paid to see the beauty in others, and that's an amazing career to have. And so I enjoy what I do, so I keep doing it, but I don't need to. And well, I owe all of that to my releasing, my using the Sedona method. And I'm not the only one who has had this type of result. And by the way, a lot of you know that I'm one of the 24 original teachers in the movie The Secret. And what people don't know is several things about that. One is, you may or may not know that over half the teachers in the movie The Secret use the Sedona method. And the reason that they use it, and they all endorse it as well, is because they know that unless you're dealing with the past, unless you're letting go of the old, unless you're letting go of your excess mental noise and baggage and all your negative thoughts and feelings, it's very hard to hold the positive in mind. It's very hard to attract to you what you want. But another thing that you may not know is that Rhonda Byrne, who's a friend of mine, who is the producer of The Secret and who wrote the book The Secret that goes with the movie, she is also a Sedona Method graduate, and the movie was actually filmed at an event that I and many of the other teachers in The Secret are a part of. We are members of something called the Transformational Leadership Council. And Rhonda just simply came and filmed the whole event at one of our meetings. She got over half the material for the movie in just a weekend filming all of us. And about 6 months later, she came back to another TLC event, and the movie was totally stuck. It was not going forward. She was trying to get it aired on television. There was all sorts of obstacles cropping up, and she was kind of at her wit's end about how to break through the whole thing. So I took her aside, and I helped her use the Sedona method to break through the barriers that she was experiencing to success, and the rest is history. I think The Secret now has reached tens of millions of people all over the world, and I think Rhonda personally has probably made almost $500 million. And again, the turning point for her was using the same process that I'm talking about tonight. And a lot of you probably, if you've pursued things like The Secret, if you've pursued the Law of Attraction, you've probably tried to think more positively. And if you have, you probably are like most people, you found it very difficult to do. Because when you try to think positively without dealing with the limiting thoughts and feelings that are suppressed, that are holding you back from all the decisions that you've made in the past, all the negative experiences you've had in your past, you'll notice that's very, very difficult. Plus, most people believe that we have 50 or 60,000 thoughts a day. By the way, I don't know how people figure that out. They probably followed someone around with a little quicker, and they calculated somehow that we have 50 or 60,000 thoughts a day. And also, if you watch your thoughts, especially about money, you'll notice that most of them aren't positive. Most of them are tinged with anger or resentment or fear or frustration, or just a sense that you can't have what you want. And so trying to change all these thoughts, especially since there's so many of them, is an impossible job. And so what you'll discover as you use the Sedona method is you'll discover that if you allow yourself to let go of the underlying feeling that is motivating all the thoughts, that your mind will naturally get more positive. You'll find that your mind actually gets quieter and clearer as you let go. And the before picture is the mind actually runs control over us. We have one intention, and the mind seems to have something totally different in mind. And we're at constant war with our minds, trying to shut it up, trying to get it to think positively, trying to get it just to simply cooperate and allow us to be happy and successful. And most of us, even if we are happy at times or successful at times, are still fighting with our minds and struggling quite a bit. But what happens is, as you use the Sedona method, because every feeling is made up of thousands and thousands of thoughts, and the Sedona method actually shows you how to let go of what's even deeper than feelings. It helps you let go of what creates all the feelings inside of you. As you let go at that deep level, your mind clears very, very quickly. And a lot of us also believe that we are our minds. But in my experience, we are not our minds. We are that which is aware of the mind. And because we are, we have a choice. We can identify with all the thoughts and feelings that we have, or we can let them go. And we can choose to have a more positive experience. And if you're willing to do this, if you're willing to experiment with this, what you'll find is, each time you let go, you don't have to try to make yourself think, I have more money, or I have a good relationship, or I have the ability to succeed in this particular career. You'll find that you naturally do that without any effort whatsoever. So there'll be less and less effort for you to achieve whatever it is you want to achieve as you let go, because your thinking will be more cooperative. Your mind, instead of running interference, instead of being your foil, it will be your support. You go from being a tool for the mind to having the mind be your tool. And I don't think most of us like being tools. At least I know I don't. And so I think you would agree that it would be better to have the mind be a tool than to be its tool. And that's the opportunity with the Sedona method. You can let go of being a tool for the mind, and you'll find that as you release, you also discover that you are naturally positive at your core. Now, this may be hard to accept in the beginning, but I don't want you to accept it or believe it. Just be open to this as a possibility. And what I found, no matter who I've worked with from all over the planet, that as you let go, you actually uncover a sense of positivity, a sense of everything is possible, a sense of inner certainty, a sense of inner power, a sense of inner confidence. You don't have to pump yourself up. A lot of us are like the characters on that Saturday Night Live skit, and we're trying to do this all the time. I'm going to pump myself up. And it doesn't really work. But what happens is you'll find that with a lot less effort, you'll be able to uncover that natural positivity that's already right within you. And when you create from the inside out as opposed to the outside in, the results are faster, they're more profound, they're long-lasting, and they take less wear and tear on your system. The other thing with the Sedona method is you don't need to go back and re-experience all your old traumas. A lot of you have probably already heard that you need to clean up the past, but a lot of us are hesitant to do that because we think what that means is I'm going to have to go back and re-experience all my failures, all the times I didn't succeed. I'm going to have to beat myself up yet again for the things that didn't go the way I wanted them to go. But that isn't the case. What you'll find is that as you let go, as you delve into this whole process, you can just simply deal with what you're feeling in this moment without having to know why it's there. And you'll find that as you let go in this moment, it cleans up the past much more rapidly than trying to figure out why you feel the way you feel. In fact, I'll tell you a little secret. One of the places that we all get stuck when we're trying to be successful is in wanting to figure out why we are not successful. We're giving the mind the wrong thing to ponder. You're trying to figure out why you're not successful, then what you're holding in mind is not being successful, and the mind will continuously give you all sorts of good reasons why you're not successful, and all you have is still you're not successful, and now you have all sorts of great reasons why you're not successful, so you're miserable and you're not successful. And what you'll discover is that if you're willing to let go of wanting to figure out why you're not successful, the answers do come if they're required, but more importantly, you'll discover that you don't need to know. Right now, you can choose success and let go of anything inside of you that's standing in the way. And the more you do that, the more you find that you naturally are more successful without effort and without having to figure out why it hasn't been there in the past. So I want to cover a few more things. Just so you know, at the end of this call, before we end, we're going to open up the line so you can ask questions. And we're also going to tell you about a particular discount offer that will be available to you. So please do stick around. I hope you're enjoying it so far. And so let me just give you a few more things that I think you'll find helpful right away. And then I'll also do a quick process with you. I'll give you just a quick sample of just one of the ways that the Sedona method can help you right now to have more wealth. And there are several things that you can do right now, in addition to letting go, that will really help you to create more success. One of them is get into action. One of the problems with positive thinking is sometimes we also get into magical thinking. We think if we just fantasize about what we're wanting to create, if we just picture it, but we don't follow through with consciously directed or conscious action, that it's somehow going to magically fall into our lap. And what you'll find is that as you let go using the Sedona method, you'll find that it's easier to take the actions that are appropriate every moment. And you'll find yourself naturally following through in ways that you never did before. Because many of us don't even pursue our goals because we're resistant to or feel like we don't know what action to take. And if we let go of the resistance, if we let go of our not knowing, we'll discover that we'll simply find ourselves in action, and it will be a lot easier. So one of the things that the method helps with, and that will also help you, of course, with being more successful in life, is getting into action. Another thing that you'll find very helpful, in addition to releasing, is that a lot of us get caught either on the end of giving or on receiving. Most of us are either are a little more open on one side or the other, or we're totally closed off on both sides, and we're wondering why there's no flow in our lives. If we're not willing to give to ourselves and others, and we're not willing to receive from ourselves and from others, we cut off from the flow of abundance that's already right here, right now. And so one of the ways you can break through on that is to do little things, to give without wanting anything back in return. And let me explain what I mean by that. What I mean by giving without wanting anything back in return is, first off, I'm not saying give something that's going to be a sacrifice or give at your own detriment. That's not true giving. That's playing the role of martyr, and most of us know how to do that all too well. But if you can find ways to give without wanting anything back in return, you break a pattern that most of us live in, that we are always giving with strings attached. And when you're giving with strings attached, that's not true giving. It doesn't have the same open-hearted energy to it, that's the same energy that allows you to open up to creating all that you choose. And so one part is giving without wanting anything back in return. And the other is equally important, is a lot of us don't allow ourselves to receive because we think that we're going to have to create some more obligation out of it. Because so many people do give with strings, most of us don't want to receive, because we think we'll be obligated to the person that we receive from. So if you can also be open to the possibility of receiving without creating any kind of obligation inwardly, so you'll find that too just opens up the energy of wealth and abundance inside of you. So again, give without wanting something back in return, and receive without feeling obligated. And the other thing that really helps in creating what you want is to allow yourself to not just trust your mind, but also follow your heart. Am I saying throw out your mind? Of course not. But one of the things that we do as a society is most of us try to think our way out of every problem. And in my experience, thinking is not enough. If you're simply thinking, you're not really fully experiencing life. Because life is the interplay between our hearts and our minds. And they're really not disconnected. They're one and the same. So if you open yourself more to following your heart, you'll find that your heart opens you to your own intuitive knowingness. And it makes it much easier to make clear decisions. It makes it much easier to really create the wealth that you're wanting in life. And one, there are many obstacles that I can go into that get in the way of our creating success, but I want to also cover some process, and I want to open the floors to questions and sharing. So one of the things that you'll find that holds a lot of us back from creating success, I know it did for me, is a lot of us think that we can fantasize our way to success. We actually do something that I call headbanking. And so there's a little side story about that. As I mentioned earlier, Lester Levinson, the man who inspired this work, was my mentor for 18 years. And actually still is my mentor, even though he's no longer alive. And from time to time, he would just simply call to see how I was doing. And once I learned the Sedona Method, I was incredibly excited and enthusiastic about it. I wanted to start teaching it right away and sharing it right away. And I started moving in that direction, and I continued sharing it, but I realized I was way too young. I was too immature to really be an effective teacher of this process. So I decided to prove it out in my life, and one of the ways I proved it out in my life is to become very successful in business. And however, I was selling commercial real estate in Manhattan, and actually all over the country, and it was at a time where I was starting a lot more deals than I was completing. And what I discovered was, because Lester actually called me up out of the blue, and he didn't even ask me how I was doing. He just said this phrase to me, bank in the bank, not in your head. And what he explained to me was that what I was doing is what most people do who are involved in finance to some degree. Salespeople do it, managers do this, and those of us who are investors do this too, is we, instead of just simply following through and doing whatever is necessary to create success, we start acting as though we've already achieved it, and we start fantasizing about how great it's going to be. We have our commission checks spent before we get it, or we have our trade, the money we think we've made on a particular stock trade spent before we even finalize the trade, and this really holds us back. So what happened for me is that once I stopped head banking and I just simply used the Sedona method to do that, and started banking in the bank, I actually had money in the bank. I started, the percentage of deals that I actually closed went up dramatically. And you can find the same thing too. If you find that you're holding on to stock trades way longer than you should, or you're not following through on the action that you need to create success, one of the places you may be getting caught in is the energy of lust and the energy of head banking. And that's something that you can let go of easily if you choose. So let's do a process right now so you get a little sense of what the Sedona method is all about. Now, this isn't the whole Sedona method. It's just a small piece. And by way of explaining what I mean by letting go, because we've talked about releasing and letting go on the Sedona method now for a while, but let me just explain what I mean by it. Everyone pick up a pen or a pencil or some object that you'd be willing to drop to the floor or on top on your desk or wherever you're sitting. It'll be a pen, a pencil, a paperclip, a coin. It doesn't matter. If you're in a place where you can't do this or you're not willing to, then just imagine it. Now, for the sake of this analogy, this pen or pencil or object in your hand represents your unwanted emotions. All the emotions that are holding you back, all the thoughts and beliefs that are preventing you from being wealthy and successful. And your hand represents your gut or your awareness. Now take this object and grip it really tightly with your hand. Now if we did this long enough, it would start to feel really familiar and really uncomfortable because this is what we're doing all the time with our emotions. But that's enough gripping. Now open your hand and roll the object around in your hand. Now is this object attached to your hand? Obviously not. But if you think about your relationship to your emotions, you'll probably remember or recognize that often it doesn't feel that way. Our beliefs, our thoughts, our emotions seem like they are us, or at least they're attached to us. But every thought, every feeling, every emotion is as attached to us as this object is attached to your hand. And it's even in our language. When we don't have success, we don't say, I feel like a failure. We say, I am a failure. When we're angry, we don't say, I feel angry. We say, I am angry. I am the anger. When we feel sad or disappointed with a particular outcome in our efforts to succeed, we don't say, I feel disappointed. We say, I'm a failure. We identify with the struggle. So now close your hand lightly around the object and turn your hand upside down, and then could you just simply drop it? Could you just let it go? Now, that's how easy it can be to let go of any uncomfortable or unwanted emotion in this moment. Just a choice. What you also discover as you use this process is that feelings are just feelings. They're not facts, and they're not you, and you can let them go. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to do a simple process. I'm going to use just a few simple questions that, again, and this isn't the whole Sedona method, but it's something you can start to do right away to immediately start to feel better. And the first question is, could you let it go? If you're able to drop this object a moment ago, then I know you can. And also, if you're like the hundreds of thousands of people all over the planet who use this process on a daily basis, then if they can do it, so can you. Next question is, would you let it go? And would you just means, are you willing to? And if you're working on your own and you're not sure, you can ask yourself, would I rather hold on to this feeling or this problem, or would I rather be free and have my goal? Excuse me. And the last question is, when? And when is an invitation to decide to do it now, just like you did when you opened your hand and dropped the pen. So I'm going to ask these questions to all of us. And when I do, what I recommend you do is follow your heart as best you can. You don't have to shut your head off. You couldn't probably if you tried. But just simply follow your heart as best you can. And just simply answer as spontaneously as you can. And yes or no are both acceptable answers. The process is not dependent on how you answer. You can just answer them these questions silently to yourself. Now, in this moment, allow yourself to think of something in your life where you're wanting to be more successful, or some challenge that you're facing in the moment with money, or some area where you haven't succeeded with money, or maybe even a past failure. Anything that you're wanting to change or improve in the area of money. And in this moment, could you just simply welcome whatever you're experiencing? Could you just let it be here as best you can? And then as best you can, just for now, could you let that feeling go? Just could you? Would you? When? Now, you may feel a little lighter. You may not. It doesn't matter. This is maybe very new to you. So just stay as open as you can to this process. And we're going to just go through it a couple more times. So in this moment, again, think of one of your challenges or goals about money. And in this moment, could you just simply welcome however you feel about it? Could you just let it be here? And then as best you can, just for now, could you let that feeling go? Just could you? Would you? When? Okay, now more of you probably felt it that time. But again, if you're not sure, don't worry about it. And let's just do that one more time. In this moment, could you allow yourself to feel however you feel? Could you just welcome how you feel as you think about your goals or your challenges around money? And then as best you can, just for now, could you let that feeling go? Just could you? Would you? When? Now, I know this is incredibly simple. Remember, this is only a part of the Sedona Method, but all the parts of the Sedona Method are incredibly powerful because they're all very simple. Walt Whitman said, if truth is simple, if it was complicated, everyone would understand it. And I agree with that. The truth of what we are and the truth of how to be successful is a lot simpler than we all make it. And you can discover that from your own direct experience. And by the way, if you want to continue practicing this process on your own, which I highly encourage you to do, you can say, could I let it go, would I and when, or could you let it go, would you and when. Either one works fine. So I'm going to open the floor to questions and sharing. And so if you'd like to share, just hit *6 and say your name if you'd like, or just simply ask your question or share whatever it is you'd like to share.
Hi, Hale.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm called Craig.
Great.
And I just wanted to share a couple things real quickly here.
Sure.
I've used a number of your audio courses, and I've just seen so much success in all areas of my life with them. And I want to just touch on a couple things. One is, in using your Effortless Creation course, I initially went into it, of course, wanting to achieve some goals, but I came out of it with just so many other areas of my life completely changed. And the point that I wanted to make was, one of the most beautiful things about the Sedona Method is how you don't have to work on one specific thing to accomplish that one specific thing. You can work on anything and see results everywhere. So I just wanted to share that I've had just the best success of my life after I started using the Sedona Method. So thank you very much for everything you do.
Oh, well, thank you, Craig. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
So hit star six. And before I call on the next person, I just want to amplify that one of the beauties of the Sedona method is even if you're not clear about what your goals are, even if you're there are certain areas where you're not even sure you even want to touch, whatever you use the Sedona method for, you'll find that it benefits every other part of your life. So who else has something they'd like to ask or share in this moment? Anyone else wanting to ask anything or share?
Hello?
Yes, I heard two different hellos. Can you, the first one I heard, you didn't say your name. Who was that, the first one who spoke?
Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Hi. So did you have a question or something you'd like to share?
Well, I just heard one of your introduction tapes.
Yes.
And I started reading the first book, the Sedona Method book, and it really helped this bank at the bank thing.
Oh, good.
Because I was trying to figure out a lot of money things in my head, and as soon as I heard that, I was like, I just quit thinking about money. And then when I chant, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, and when I would chant, I figured that was my bank of fortune. So that's when I would think about that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I finished chanting, I wouldn't think about it anymore. And some of the financial things started working out on their own, like a solution was created without me having to think so hard and be so worried about it.
Right.
And the other thing is, like that pencil example.
Yes.
Now, the pencil represents your feelings.
Yes.
So, and I think I had that backwards. I was, like, thinking, I have stomach problems a lot, so I was thinking about my problem, wrapping around my stomach and just squeezing it so tight.
Yes.
So what I was doing when I was letting go of the pencil, I was trying to visualize that the tension around my stomach that was holding it so tight and giving me a stomach ache was dissipating also. Did I have that backwards, or
no? That is one of the ways you can do this process is anywhere in your body or in your mind where you're feeling constricted. If you just picture yourself opening, or you feel yourself relax, or you can even talk yourself through it, you'll find that we have this miraculous ability to simply let go in the moment. So by asking yourself to let go, by being open to it even as a possibility, you'll find that you naturally do it. Letting go is natural. Young children do this naturally. We all do it naturally. But we forget that we know how. And what the beauty of the Sedona method is, once you know how to do it consciously, then you can't lose control of it again, and it's always at your command.
Well, I was pretty amazed because I didn't know what the issue was or what the problem was. I was just like, are you willing to let go of this rubber band around your stomach? And I was like,
right. Yeah,
absolutely. And I still don't know what was bothering me. My stomach started feeling better.
Right, right. Well, that's another key. We don't always need to know. In fact, the only reason that we want to figure out any of our problems is because we're planning to have them again.
So we don't forget.
Yeah, exactly. So that you actually was very smart in not worrying about why it was there and just simply letting go to see what would happen, because that's very, very powerful and it always works better.
Yeah, my stomach ache quit for sure.
That's great.
So do you have other people that like practice other philosophies and also do the Sedona method?
Oh, yes. What's beautiful about the Sedona method is it doesn't have its own belief system. So we have practicing Hindus, Christians, Buddhists, Muslims, Jains, you name it,
mm-hmm.
who are Jews, who are every major religion on the planet, and also any other discipline. Again, I mentioned earlier about how a lot of the people, teachers in The Secret use the Sedona method, but also a lot of people in the whole self-help industry are friends of mine. And they come to me when they're stuck. And they refer to all their friends to do this too, because they know that it's highly complementary to all other processes that are genuinely tools for change.
Yep, that's what I've noticed so far.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
So hit *6 to mute your phone again.
Okay.
So who else has something they'd like to share or ask?
My name's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. You said earlier that emotion is not you. It's not part of you.
Right.
That we, you know, when we are feeling a certain way, you know, we take on that whole thing that it is us, you know, like
right.
I'm
yes.
a bad person.
Right.
Well, what is it when something is a fact, okay? Because something that I've been dealing with, and I've read the book, and I've did lots and lots and, you know, exercises for probably 6 months, and it really helped in a lot of areas to get rid of a lot of junk. But this one thing that really bugs me is that I have this, I had to go to court for something.
Yes, sure.
And they
court can be quite unpleasant.
Yes, and so it's just been bugging me, even though
right.
I didn't do what they accused me of doing, but, you know, now I've got this record that says that I did do this thing.
Right.
And it bugs the heck out of me, because now it's not something that I feel. There's someone who has a piece of paper out there that says I did it, you know.
No, of course.
I get that.
But the goal isn't to forget it. Because, I mean, you know, whatever happened.
Mm-hmm.
But there are two ways. There are so many people in life who have gone through incredibly traumatic experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, what happens is it just crushes them, or they live with a chip on their shoulder the rest of their lives, or they live in with varying compensations because it happened, or they live in denial of what happened.
Okay.
And none of that really helps. But if you're willing to simply release all the emotion about it, then whatever happened, and you go about your life, and you don't release to change the past. No one, until they invent a time machine, there is no way to change the past. But what you're releasing for is just for your own sanity, your own inner freedom, and that allows you to move forward and succeed in your life.
How common is it then for, you know, because I feel like I've been really successful at doing just what you've done, what you've described.
Right.
However, it creeps up every now and then. It's like, oh, it hits me again. It's like, oh, I just hate that. I just hate it. And then I have to kind of just re-release all over again?
Yes. Again,
okay.
Any problem that we have, most of us have layers of emotion about a particular problem. The good thing about the method is that anything you let go of is gone for good.
Mm-hmm.
And, however, if there's a lot of layers of emotion, what you do is you just keep letting them go until there aren't any more. It's like if you our emotions are like stacks of trays in a tray dispenser at a cafeteria. If you pull one out, another one pops up to take its place.
Yeah.
But what the tray you've taken out is gone. And what you find that as you keep using this process, each time you do it, you're taking out more and more trays until you can take out a whole stack at a time. And then in just one or two releases, the whole issue is gone permanently.
Okay. Then I'll hang up here. I just want one more question then.
Yes.
And it's kind of along the same line, but a little different. Once you release on something and you feel good and you feel this peace about
yes.
whatever it is, and
yes.
like you're going to move on. There are people, I mean, obviously we interact with people every day.
Right.
How do you prevent allowing other people to put their shoulds on you?
Right. Well, the thing to do is let go of wanting to push them back. What happens is when people project their story on us, if we
uh-huh.
resist it, we become like glue.
Okay.
But if we just let them have their own experience and we let go, then they can have their own experience. And if you don't have to convince them otherwise, then you can move on with your life, and generally they will too. But if you're really resisting them having a particular opinion or a particular point of view, then you're at war with them and you help keep it alive both in you and in them.
So to keep from being at war is to just allow them to think. I mean, because in your own mind, you're going to think, well, they're in error. You, they, of course, are thinking that you are in error.
Right, exactly.
So just but allow just, that to be there. Just
yeah,
allow
just it to be there. Exactly, because it's a lose-lose situation when you're fighting for your point of view.
Okay.
But if you move on, then you can succeed and let them do whatever they do.
Okay, thank you, and I'm going to star six out.
Great. So we have time, we're actually a couple minutes over when we said we would end, but I'm just going to let it go on just a little further, so we have time for maybe one more question. Yes. Hello?
Bill, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, I have a quick question for you here. How would you recommend I employ the techniques you've discussed? I'm dealing with an almost overwhelming fear of success and fear of failure after a career knockout. I haven't gone back to work in 3 years, and before that I had about a 20-year success in being, of all things, a court lawyer.
Uh-huh.
What would you suggest?
Well, I
do.
There's two things I would suggest. The first thing is to just simply use the tool that I already went over tonight. But I'm going to give you one other tool, and I'll just talk us all through it. I've got several people just unmuted at the same time, and it's causing a lot of static. So I'm going to mute the phone. Oh, there, it went away, so I don't need to do it. There's another tool that we teach called holistic releasing. And what it does is, if you welcome two sides of any polarity, they simply dissolve each other, and it's a very powerful tool for the type of thing you're talking about. So in this moment, could you, and please don't answer this. I'm going to do this with everyone. But just notice what happens inside of you, and I'll check in with you in a second. In this moment, could you allow yourself to feel like you failed as much as you do? And please don't answer, just feel it as best you can. And then could you allow yourself to be open to being a success as best you can? Now remember, I'm saying as best you can. And as we go back and forth, you'll see something amazing happen. So again, could you allow yourself to feel like you failed as much as you do? And then could you allow yourself to feel like you can succeed as best you can? And then could you allow yourself to feel like you failed as much as you do? And then could you allow yourself to feel like you can succeed as best you can? And then could you allow yourself to feel like you failed as much as you do? And then could you allow yourself to feel like you can succeed as best you can? Okay, now, as you keep going back and forth, you'll find that the failure feeling is dissolved by the success feeling. Did you notice a little shift as I did that? Or did you mute your phone? I'll assume you muted your phone. So, at any rate, we're about 5 minutes over when I said we'd end. So let me just end by saying, even if you never do anything with the Sedona Method, if you just take some of the tools and perspectives that you heard about tonight and you start applying them in your life, you'll start to see profound changes in your life. But if you're really ready to accelerate your growth, you're really ready to accelerate your ability to succeed in life, if you're really ready to take that quantum leap, and you're also willing to end the struggle and have it be a lot easier than it's been in the past, then I highly recommend that you learn the Sedona Method by getting our special course. It's a 4-in-1 course. It's the Sedona Method course, which is also a course on happiness and peace of mind. It's Effortless Wealth and Success, which is a whole CD program on creating wealth and success in life. It's Effortless Relationships. It's a way of having more loving relationships. And it's Effortless Health and Well-Being. All these courses are combined into just one very dynamic audio program that if you took all the seminars separately, it would cost you thousands of dollars. But we've reduced the price down to a fraction of that in order to make it available to you. So what I recommend you do is go to Sedona.com and revisit this and see if it doesn't make sense to you, or simply call our office at 888-282-5656 or 928-282-3522 and ask for our special offer on our 20 CD audio program. So this was really great. I really appreciate all of you spending this time on this phone call and giving me an opportunity to share about something that I truly love and care about, and giving me the opportunity to contribute to you in the work that I have. So thank you all for being here tonight. And that's all, folks. Good night, all.
Good night. Thank you.
Everybody.
Thanks.
Bye.
Good night, California people.